I'm sick of psychotic society, somebody save me. Addicted to drama, so even mama couldn't raise me. Even the preachers and all my teachers couldn't reach me. I run in the street and puff a weed with my peeps. I'm ducking the cops. I hit the weed as I'm clutching my Glock. Niggas hot when I hit the block. What if I die tonight? Welcome, bienvenue, à un autre épisode of Shut the Podcast. I am your host, B Black, aka Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, aka Le Grand Papa B, aka Gaston Lucien Lebenor.
That boy is good.
Today's episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on this day, September 9, 2025. Nope, not September 7th, September 9, 2025. I'll explain the delay later. Today's episode is also rated R and F. The F is for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, freaking label as a motherfucking crew. And if you don't be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. This podcast ain't for you. No, seriously, I don't hear any bitching. This podcast, you down with Whitey? You down with OPP? No, you down with Whitey? This shit ain't for you. Okay. First, let me start out and say shout out to all you listeners from the bottom of my heart. And as a token of appreciation, I'm going to ask you to applaud yourselves. Yeah, applaud like you mean it. Part of me asking you to applaud yourself is because if you're my target audience, then you're one of those people who's into the habit of applauding everyone. Will remember to applaud everyone, but will always forget to applaud your own self. And if this is your first time listening to this podcast, welcome. Here's hoping I say something on this episode that resonates and allows us to make history. ShutUpPodcast.com is the website, and ShutUpPodcast411@gmail.com is the email address. Should I change that to, like, why am I promoting Gmail? Doesn't matter. All right. Quick reminder that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts, and they're protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the red, black, and the red, blue. In today's episode, titled 297, wow, 297, look at that. This podcast is maturing. Sick of psychotic society. That's going to be the title. Alliteration. For some of you, it might be a tongue twister, but sick of psychotic society. So this is what I wrote. I said, I talk about why I was not meant to be here. It's going to be a reflection that I have, one of those. I'm going to talk about something that I saw in the news and that just reminded me that I'm way too sensitive for this world. I might be way too sensitive for this world. But that's going to be in feature thought. And before we do feature thought, we're going to start with some quotes and some randomness. Yeah. All right. Quotes and randomness. Quotes is just I read out some quotes. Thoughts. Things that just felt like sharing, and randomness is me sharing my thoughts on shit that I found on the internet or thoughts that I came up with. It's all about thinking. On this podcast, you know, if I were to summarize this podcast, it's all about B Black's thoughts and his feelings. Yes, his feelings. That's why I say fuck Whitey, because Whitey don't want to hear about my thoughts and my feelings. All right, let's start with quotes. First one goes, your mental health is more important than your job, your weight, your grades, your family's expectation, or anyone's opinion. Let me repeat that. Your mental health is more important than your job, your weight, your grades, your family's expectation, or anyone's opinion. Badass. Next quote. People who, okay, people lack accountability. People lack accountability, then say, you could have talked to me. No, I couldn't. You don't listen. You deflect. You twist everything into an attack and then play the victim. Conversations with you aren't healing. They're exhausting. And honestly, I don't owe my peace to someone who only shows up to win an argument, not to understand. Damn, man. Shit. I need to get myself props for finding these quotes. Forgot to read the author. First one doesn't have an author. I got it off the Look, links are in the show notes. You can click on it, then get all the details you want. All right. Next quote goes, are you really not prepared? There we go. Do not grow old, no matter how long you live. Never cease to stand like curious children before the great mystery into which we were born. Albert Einstein. Damn. And last quote goes, I'm sorry. If I see a black pilot, I'm going to be like, boy, I hope he's qualified. Charlie Kirk. Sorry. That's not the, I wasn't looking for that quote. He was, what did he say? He goes, I think it was a mistake to pass the Civil Rights Act in 1964. Not that one. MLK Jr. awful and said that he was not a good person. MLK was not a good person. Anyways, Charlie Kirk. Je me souviens. All right, that's it for quotes. Let's jump into some, randomness.
So you're a philosopher?
All right. Why I didn't record last Sunday? Why there was not an episode available for you Sunday night, Monday morning? I'm going to make excuses. No, I'm not going to make excuses. All right, so three things. First one is managing my time has been a challenge only because lately I've been doing something weird with these episodes. I've been actually putting in more thoughts into it. When I was like pumping out an episode twice a week, the only thought I put into it is I would figure out what I want to talk about and go in recording with a general idea of what I wanted to say. Nothing written, just right off the door. I was like Jay-Z. Apparently that's how Jay-Z records his track. He just shows up to the studio and comes out with gems. And look, it's just part of the exercise. It's just me, like I said, this is just me, fuck it, hear myself talk. That's why I'm grateful for all you listeners, because I'm like, wow, what? There's gold in there? But whatever. So I've been putting more thoughts into it, and I haven't found that sweet balance between preparation and not overthinking shit. Last Sunday, I remember it got late, and I was like, oh, right. By the time I figured out what I wanted to say, it was late, and I wrote a whole bunch of shit. I feel like I'm giving you the dog ate my homework excuse right now. But it's true. I have been putting more thoughts into it, and I'm thinking of the idea of anything worth doing, it's worth doing right, and I believe that. But like I said, I'm trying to balance the act of not putting too much preparation. Because if I put too much preparation work, then I won't enjoy doing it. Look, that's it. I told you there was three. So the second one is, this is episode 297. After I publish this, I will be two episodes away from 300. And I've been kind of like treating it like, trying to delay, you know, when you try to delay a nut. I think this probably mainly applies to male. To males, as I'm debating on just hetero males, but I don't have a gay friend that I can talk about their sexual life, their sexual experience. But all I know is that moment when you can feel you're about to nut and your partner's like, no, not yet. No. Or you just want to, you know that if you, once you bust that nut, it's over. So you're trying to make the best out of the situation. So I'm just trying to, episode 300 is the nut. And I'm just trying to get to that milestone strong. Yeah. And the last reason, IMGP. It's my goddamn podcast. It's my goddamn podcast. I'm the boss. I decide, she'll boss, la fire. So I want to take a break. I take a break. So thank you for understanding.
So you're a philosopher?
This might be potentially a short episode because I've shortened, like, I'll be talking 4 items on my agenda. 3 for randomness and 1 for featured thought. But whatever. Okay. Lazy haters. What I mean by that, I was on, again, this was supposed to have been published on Sunday, and it was fresh in my mind, but I was on the 3GO chat room while they were recording an episode, and they were interviewing a young lady named Elizabeth Booker. Elizabeth Booker Houston, and it was a great interview. I was insightful things to say, but there was a part is, look, right off the bat, after a quick Google, I could tell she works a lot. She's live on the internet. She's a lawyer, comedian, but she's like vocal. But my point is, she works hard for her shit, and she's got. And she's outspoken, and she just talks. So she's out there. She's put herself out there. And it was a portion of the interview where they were talking about how the haters. She was talking about people who, like, she'll express an opinion, and some asshole, some educated, uninformed motherfucker will show up and just like, what about the fucking the violence in Chicago? Whatever. Some bullshit. And the only reason I bring it up is because I was taken by the fact that the way she was responding to the haters, I don't know if it was like taking them seriously, or I felt like the same brain energy she uses to put out her stuff, the same intelligence, energy, and all that allowed her to be the successful woman that she is the same energy she's using to respond to dumb motherfuckers out there. And a part of me wanted to say, hey, I tell you what, outsource the dumb shit to us. Let me deal with, look, I got shit going on for myself. Let me deal with your haters. You keep doing God's work. You keep doing the good work. Let someone like me, you know what I mean? She don't fight, but I do. And I guess really what it comes down to, I felt like she was, what was that? Okay, I felt like she was giving attention to these lowlifes that they didn't deserve. I don't know if this sounds like a criticism, but it was more, this is more coming from like, this is, it's kind of like seeing, it reminded me of like seeing the good-hearted person and who's being attacked by the opposite. And you can still see, like, they still have like a, it just bothered me hearing about the people coming after her. And it reminded me a lot of the unworthy coming after the worthy. And the best I could think of when seeing in The Wire, when Kennard, spoiler alert, when Kennard kills Omar, or you know, out of all the people to take them down, or to like, it's just okay. I know I'm comparing death here and stuff. Look, I'm just saying the unworthy, the unfairness of life. That's really what it comes down to. I know I'm the one who needs to accept that's the how the world works. And like, it's kind of like if I was in her shoes, it's the You can't control them. You can only control yourself. Now, I'm doing a lot of talking, but I was just thinking about how, when I first started this podcast, how I was scared to publish this stuff because I was worried about the unworthy coming after me. The people are like, everyone who this podcast is not meant for, and they're the ones coming at me being like, this is stupid. And I was thinking about how much attention I was giving to these useless human beings when there's someone out there who wants to hear this stuff. Anyways. All right. So, that's it. That's about it. Lazy. Fuck you, lazy haters. But I say fuck the ladies haters, but ain't shit you can do. It's like they're like mosquitoes. All you can do is spray them with Raid. Raid? Does Raid work on mosquitoes? But, bug spray. I wish there was like a digital bug spray for people like that.
So you're a philosopher?
Okay. Before I go into my thought, let me read this. I'm going to start with a quote by Roy T. Bennett, and it goes, "What other people think and say about you is none of your business." I should just stop there. Just that light enough. What other people think or say about you is none of your business. The most destructive thing you would ever do is to believe someone else's opinion of you. You have to stop letting others' opinion control you. Roy T. Bennett. And I guess this kind of relates to what I was saying about the lazy haters and how, fuck them. If they want to talk shit, let them talk shit. Go ahead, let them talk bad about you. But the reason I'm bringing this thought up is because I was, two reasons. There's a little plot twist to this story. Right. I was at, last week, I was at work and I caught myself thinking, if I do that, they're going to think this. And it's a habit of mine. This is probably just the first time that I caught myself saying, oh shit. But I guess, I was talking to my therapist. I'm like, this therapy shit is working. Cause the muscle is developing in a sense that I still haven't gotten over my perception, how people perceive or what people think over me. Like, I'm still working at it, but I know I'm getting closer because I'm finally catching myself saying, if I do this, they're going to think this about me, or I don't want them to think this about me. I was at home working from home. My windows were up. Like, it's extreme. I'm an extreme case, guys. And I was at home and I noticed this lady. I'm on the second floor and this lady is, I'm facing the parking and this lady is smoking by her car. And I remember being overly conscious about closing my curtain because I remember telling myself, I don't want her to think she's the reason I closed the curtain. It's that fucked up. That's why I caught myself saying that. And it's one of those, I know I shouldn't be doing it, but it's a habit. I am still healing. But here's the plot twist. What's interesting. So like I said, I was supposed to record this on Sunday. On Monday, on Sunday, I had posted a reply. Maybe I should start out by saying that I'm a highly sensitive person. So this is a tale about sensitive people. Maybe this is what this whole episode is about. The today's theme is being a highly sensitive person. Excuse me. So I had replied to something that was on Reddit, a video. And I remember my reply had a racial element. I was watching a video of kids, a bunch of kids stabbing each other in a mall, whatever. And I remember my first thought was, oh, okay, so it's not just black kids who do that shit. Gang violence is not just black kids who do that shit. It was a bunch of white kids. And I remember my comment was something along the lines of, I brought up how instead of simply just saying, okay, it's the, oh, look, white kids, oh, where are the fathers, whatever, the usual comment, I went with, it wasn't a joke, but I went with, I was thinking about this story I heard of this black kid who in Toronto, who fucking idiot, he shot someone in a mall. And I remember the headlines or the commentaries were all about like, oh, those damn blacks, if gang violence this, nigger this, those thugs, and yada, yada, you know. And us black people were like fucking all embarrassed because we're ashamed and of this black kid who we're not related. We don't even fucking know, but we know that all the white people are going to be looking at us like, hey, is he a relative of yours? And so, oh, right. What people think about you. I'm losing track of what I was talking about. And I sent a reply and it's an essential along the line to comment about the fact, I forget what I said. All I know is people interpreted my message to mean something like boys will be boys or I don't know, or I can imagine the people downvoted me saying, why you got to make it about race? And I got downvoted. And then someone replied to my comment, said a reply, like essentially not at all the point I was trying to make. It was like a complete mischaracterization, misrepresentation of what I was trying to, of my intention. And I remember going to bed feeling all bummed out about it. No, actually, no. I got bummed out because it got downvoted. Woke up the next morning, saw the comment, and I was like, see, that's why I don't talk. This is why I shouldn't podcast. Every time I speak, people get upset. And I was I was tempted. I was considering apologizing. I was considering deleting the post. I was considering replying with an 80-paragraph message saying, no, that's not what I meant, and all kinds of, like, I was distraught that someone out there would think this about me, think the thing that I didn't know, that I never said. And when I caught myself, I said, I remember the voice of my therapist saying, sit in that discomfort. I chose to not reply. Because one, it's a bunch of fucking strangers. Two, I'm an anonymous human being. And three, who gives a fuck? Look, the point to this story is, oh, right, is as I'm sitting in this discomfort, getting ready to reply and say, no, I didn't mean it that way, whatever, in tears, apology, whatever the fuck, I remember that I had a segment on this podcast about the urge to control what people think about me. I had a segment where I was going to talk about how you can't control what people think about you is none of your business. Well, in this case, they made it my business, but you can't control how people will think. Like it's just, look, man, I've put in a lot of practice to try to control people's perception of me, and it's always failed. Long story short, the story ends with me accepting to live in, to sit in that discomfort. I am still thinking about replying, but I allowed 24 hours to go to pass and just sit in that discomfort. So I guess by that, that's a little small victory for me. Yay! Because on this podcast, we encourage, we tell you, we preach about celebrating your wins. Even the small ones. All right, that's it for randomness. Let's jump into final thought, feature thought. Jesus Christ, it used to be called final thought, feature thought. Okay, for today's feature thought, I think there's a chance of it. Like I said, I've been putting more thoughts into it, and I'm considering changing feature thought to a page for my journal. For this thought, like I did in the last episode, I'm going to read what I journaled and then comment. The tough part is to read the full thing. I have this. All right, let me place this microphone, and let me try. All right, so this is what I wrote for you fine folks, you fat phobic folks. Okay. I'm sick of society. I'm sick of psychotic society. Somebody save me. Today's thoughts were dragged out by, or dragged out, was inspired by two Americans, a video that I saw of two American veterans were dragged out of the Senate hearing for shouting about genocide in Israel. And the first time I saw the clip, I felt embarrassed. Embarrassed for them, embarrassed for the scene, embarrassed by the laughter in the background. But after watching it the whole way through, I realized the shame wasn't theirs, it was mine. It was ours. Because they weren't the one out of line. They weren't out of line. They were the only ones being human. The ones handcuffed for saying there's a genocide will be remembered as sane. The rest of us, the ones who stay quiet, will be remembered as complicit. All right, so I don't think this... You know what? I should have reread that. All right. So the story is the video clip that I'm referring to is in the show notes. And last week I saw this video. It bothered me. I didn't watch it. I saw a video, but didn't watch it to the end to that point that it bothered me. And essentially, it starts out with these two veterans. At least you'll see that in the caption, but the veterans who are being dragged out of a Senate hearing, and because they yelled out and protested the genocide being committed by Israel, and so it's okay. Those of you who are familiar with Palestine supporters of Palestine, the protesters, and they were violent. They were disruptive. And I remember when, as they're being dragged out, one guy, he's like, oh, gotta go. He said something stupid, whatever. And so at first I remember like feeling embarrassed. I'm like, you're right. I agree with you guys. But I remember at the moment telling myself, but you're making a scene. You're. I think maybe there was a part of my brain that even went, that's not the way to go about it. Bullshit. But, you know, I probably said something stupid like that. But I remember the part that got me the most is the two veterans being arrested. It was one man, one woman. All right. See, Anthony Aguilar, retired Special Forces Lieutenant Colonel who served in the U.S. Army. And the other one is Josephine Gilbo. She's a retired captain. 17 years in the army. Oh, wow. And whatever. So there's a scene where the part that got me and it nearly brought me to tears is Josephine Gilbo staring at the camera. But she kept repeating, you know, you're complicit to a genocide. And then, but the part that got me is she's staring at the camera. She says, there's a genocide. She's pleading with the people listening. There's a genocide going on. And wake up. And she didn't say wake up, but there's a genocide going on. She kept repeating that. And so I remember seeing that part of the video stopping and then saving it and saying, I think I'm going to talk about this. Initially, it was just going to be a random thought, but now it became a featured thought. But that look on her face. So after I watched it and gave it some thought, I'm realizing that they're not the ones who should be embarrassed. We should. I'm thinking of that guy who like, oh, you're getting arrested. There is no right way to respond to a fucking genocide. And the fact that in this society, we're expected or we're told stupid shit like that's not the right way to go about it. What is? What is the, what's going to make it stop? I will never forgive the country of Israel for making us all, this world, complicit to this genocide. This is the way the future generation is going to look back at this shit. It's either we didn't know or we didn't give a fuck. Or we didn't do shit. Didn't do shit. It's like looking back at slavery. Like when they retell this story, that's either going to be the part that they're going to cut out or they're going to whitewash. But that's going to be the part of the movie that people are going to be like disgusted with. Like, fuck, man, I'm not watching this movie. That's the part that they're not going to want to watch. The fact that some of us, I'm going to be on the internet, didn't do shit. Like, okay, I'm not going to speak for the Palestinian supporters because who are out there. I'm talking about me. I feel like I've been feeling like my neighbor or my neighbor's in the middle of a home invasion, and I can hear the boom, boom, people yelling, people like dying, people being murdered. I call the cops and they're like, mind your own fucking business. You call us again, we'll arrest you. In other words, yeah, you know, you're going to have to tolerate this. Stop being so sensitive. The second analogy is it's my neighbor is an abusive husband and he's like beating the shit out of his wife. And I go knocking on the door to see what's going on. And he's like, find out he's like 10 times, two times my size. And he's got a gun. And he's telling me shit like, yo, if you know what's best for you, you'll back away. And that feeling of going, you know, because you're like, my life or her life. And you're just next door, just hearing that shit, feeling like a coward, feeling like so helpless, feeling. That's how it feels. I don't know what's worse, that or that I'm surrounded by people who are like, don't think about it. It's the world we live in, gang. That's the world we live in. I remember when I went into first day in therapy, part of the reason, the long list, laundry list of reasons I was in therapy. One of them was feeling like, look, my sensitive ass was not meant to be in this harsh, cold, cruel world. The only thing that help, is that the right way? Or the only thing that help is realizing that, oh, okay, no, what you have, what you are, or the trait you are, not expressing, but the reason you're like this is because you're a highly sensitive person. No, it doesn't make you a bitch-ass nigga. It's actually you just, there's a word for it. It's been studied. There's an issue. You're not alone. You're people like you are probably a minority on this planet, but you feel things. Yeah, highly sensitive person and an empath. You feel this shit. This shit gets to you. But yeah, no, it's I think I remember wanting to say all this shit in the comment section, and like, fuck it, who's gonna hear me? That's why it became an episode. It became like on this podcast. But yeah, long story short is, shout out to you folks who refuse to turn a blind eye to a genocide. You know what I mean? Like I understand what Martin Luther King when he said that injustice to one is an injustice to all of us. Like that's the world we live in, man. In order for a few of us to live comfortably, I think it's gonna fall. Another has to like experience the worst shit that can happen. Look, man, it's fucked up, man. Life is a trip, folks. Sometimes I resent therapy. No, that's not true. I was gonna say I used to resent therapy because it's like, yeah, no, we're just gonna make you able to live with this, to tolerate this shit, and tell yourself and just not do shit about it. But yeah. And that's what I meant. This is where I remember as I was thinking about it, and this hypocritical world and the people in it. I was thinking of that line by Tupac. I'm sick of psychotic society. Somebody save me. I'm tempted to call this episode I'm sick of society, but yeah. Speaking of being a psychotic member of this society, I wrote the name Charlie Kirk. And we just recently learned that Charlie Kirk, conservative influencer, was shot while he was doing what he loves, speaking to the public and quote-unquote debating and sharing his opinion. And he's probably trying to raise money, whatever, man. But he was out there and he got shot. And the only thought that comes to mind is, who shot ya? Separate the weak from the obsolete. Hard to creep them Brooklyn streets. It's on, nigga. Fuck all that bickering beef. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Okay, that's. Look, the one thought I did have, and you know what? Who knows? Maybe I'm going to regret this episode, these words. But what if that bullet that killed Charlie Kirk became the last bullet to senseless killing in the United States? What if this is the one time Americans start to decide this is what it took for Americans to be like, you know what? All right. This gun shit needs to get under control. Gun reform. Whatever, man. I'm just, look, man. What if that's what it took to get the United States to join the rest of the countries and being like, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't have this so many guns in this country. Hey, what if? I'm just saying. You know what? Just coincidence. He did say that, hey, man, I'm okay with people dying so people can preserve their Second Amendment rights. So I'm just, look. Against psychotic society, I'm surrounded by people who are like, oh, come on, he's human, man. Come on, don't talk ill about the dead. But this guy, he didn't live a life where he expected someone like me to say nice things about him at his death. I'm just saying, look. Whatever. Again. Sorry. I'm laughing at the idea that there's a new listener who was like, I was enjoying your podcast till you said that shit about him. Well, on that note, this concludes today's episode. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoyed recording it. I'll remind you, shutuppodcast.com is the website. And email address is shutuppodcast401@gmail.com. Before I end the show, I got to remind you, this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts. Not yours, my thoughts. And they're protected by the red, the black, and the green. With the red, black, and the red, blue.
Rouge et bleu. Rouge et bleu.
I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario and Télé-Québec. I represent and hold it down for black folks who say yes to Big Rube's question.
Are you an outcast?
Are you an outcast? I sure am. This episode was rated R and F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, Wrecking Liberal as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. If you can't tell, there's no love for Whitey on this episode, on this podcast. Thank you for listening, and remember, please be kind to your favorite podcast. All right, peace.
I'm black, y'all, and I'm black.